It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Yvon LaRue. Hello, Yvon.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's been a little bit of time since you and I had a chat, hey?
It's been over a year anyways, Cal.
Yeah, yeah. Got a new song called Hard to Love. We'll get into that in just a second, Yvon. But why don't you tell us what you've been up to over the last little while? I mean, the pandemic obviously has been tough for everybody. How are you doing health-wise and in your bubble? Everybody okay?
Everybody's good down here. And, you know, farming is still kind of went on, Cal. Corn and beans were planted and harvested, and I've just been really working on my farming and sitting down and writing new music and trying to get back on the airwaves.
Nice, nice. And you got a song here. When I heard it, Yvon, I thought Yvon LaRue goes electric. This is it's a bit of a rocker, yeah. don't you think?
Well, I like rock and roll, old yeah. rock and roll. I was a big CCR fan when I was young. That was some of the first music I ever learned to play. So I like rock and roll. But don't get me wrong, I love country music too. So I'm just trying to get, you know, some rock and roll, country and blues all intertwined into one.
And that's what you came up with, the song called Hard to Love. Tell me about that song.
Well, I had a few songs. You know, you're always working on music on a steady basis, so I was working on these songs, and you know, they were like a kind of a little trilogy. I got kind of going here of leaving, cheating, and drinking. So I got these tracks ready, and Hard to Love, you know, you never know how they're going to turn out in the studio. So Hard to Love really had a super groove on it. I mean, it just really came to life. And I had Danik DePell from Emerson Drive and Vibe Recordings record it for me and produce it. And it was a really great song, and we said, you know, that's the one we're going to release first.
What did Danik bring to the table for you? He's such a talent, isn't he?
He brings it all.
Yeah,
he's an incredible pro player, the most super decent guy you ever meet, and it was just an absolute pleasure to work with that guy. I got to hang around. We hung around together for over a week, and you know, his playing ability is just really out of this world. And when you let him loose, I mean, it's unbelievable. It was really quite something. I have some small video clips on my phone because I was just in awe of watching him work.
Well, you and I were talking about him off air, Yvon. And I mean, for anybody who doesn't know, Danik DePell is, as you mentioned, part of Emerson Drive for so many years, and continues to be part of the band. But those guys are road warriors. There was a time when they were out on the road all the time, playing in front of a lot of people, and he is so talented, for sure.
He is, and just an all around musician. I mean, it doesn't matter what you put in his hands. Yeah. he can make it happen. It's just super.
Anything with a string, apparently, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And a little shout out to Mike Melanchon, the drummer from Emerson Drive. He did the drum tracks for us, and he is another super guy that he worked on the drum tracks kind of at night while we were working on the guitar tracks and the musical part of it during the day. So Mike was a super guy too to work with. Just great guys.
And like you said, it didn't take very long to put this together.
No. It's really incredible to watch them work, and I mean, they're doing it every day.
Yep.
So no, we got the tracks all done, and we put the vocals on, and got it back home, got it mastered over at Dave Kalmuski's at Addiction Studios, and here we are.
Yep. And I bet you can't wait to get in front of people and start playing this stuff.
Oh, I think I speak for all musicians when we say we cannot wait to get on a stage anywhere. It doesn't matter where, anywhere.
it's always
a good feeling to get out on stage and play some new stuff, and people are really digging it. You know, that's a real high. You know.
Yeah. So I mean, that's coming in the new year here. We would hope. What else are you looking forward to this year?
Well, I got two other singles that I'm going to release towards, you know, the middle and the end of this year. I hope to gain some traction on the charts and, you know, get some people to notice me and notice my music. I mean, that's really what's at the forefront right here now, Cal. Hope to get some shows. Maybe there'll be some, I don't know, maybe towards the end of summer, I think there'll be some shows or maybe some smaller shows in everybody's community. That's maybe what's going to happen, but hope to get on some of them and get playing a little bit.
Everybody's just waiting. Just waiting. Patience, right?
Yeah. That's right.
You bet. So how do we get a hold of you on social media there, Yvonne? What's the best way for that?
You can get me on. I've got Instagram at Yvonne LaRue. I've got Twitter at Yvonne LaRue 1. And you can get me on Facebook. I have a personal account and a page account. And I probably get a little more action on my personal account, but that's just at Yvonne LaRue. And I got a website at YvonneLaRue.com.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song, and we'll talk again for sure.
Right on, Cal. Thank you so much.
Yvonne LaRue on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.